everyone. What's going on? Ed Larson from the last podcast on the left to deliver you the following message that comes from Lucasfilm and Disney Plus, presenting the all-new Star Wars series, The Acolyte. Stream the 2-episode premiere June 4th and witness an investigation into a shocking crime spree where secrets will emerge and no one is safe from the truth. The Acolyte, 2-episode premiere streaming June 4th only on Disney Plus.
I'm ready for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May of 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hello, Ed Larson and Amber Nelson from the brighter side here to check in with you, see how you're doing.
Is your day more disappointing than a gas station sandwich?
Are you trying to put one foot in front of the other in a glue factory?
Did you try to throw your air fryer in the bathtub, but nothing happened because you were too lazy to plug it in first?
Then the Brighter Side podcast is for you!
Oh, yeah!
Each week, we take nasty, dookie, stupid, dumb,
stinky, no good, doo-doo factory,
boo,
caca-like topics, and try to find the brighter side. Hey, Amber, what's the brighter side of waking up chained to a bed in Russia?
At least they have free healthcare.
That's right! So start your weekend off right every Friday with The Brighter Side on the Last Podcast Network.
You beautiful babies.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last
podcast on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes.
What a special day. You know what they say, especially in show business, there's no second chances.
Mm-mm.
Not in this life. Some people, well, maybe some people do get multiple chances.
I am a...
Charlie Sheen, Robert De Niro.
Lots of people get lots of chances. I like second chances.
But Holden McNeely, like fourth chances. Holden McNeely gets 2.
Holden gets as many as he needs.
Well, he gets the second. This is his second chance.
Mm-hmm.
To really wow the people.
Oh, is he here to ruin your podcast for you again? Yes, he is.
Yeah!
Now, Henry did give me the note right before we started to not be me for this recording.
And I actually,
so today,
as an executive producer, I feel like it's one of the best notes I've ever given.
Well, you also said be him. So, like, I want you to be you, but don't be you.
Be less you.
So, today I will be British Brian. Hello, I got herpes. I need you to eat them out me also.
You know, right before we also talked about how Marcus said that
You didn't respond to British.
I didn't.
I only responded as British Barry. Will you eat me herpes out me also?
I said, don't be you. And then right before, also, we were discussing that Marcus said that Holden was the loudest single person that he's ever recorded.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've tried to be the loudest, and it's still Holden. It's the throat, I think.
I think I got me herpes by trying to prolapse me arsehole with a vacuum cleaner.
This is going
well.
He said
he prolapsed his asshole.
Oh yes, I'm sorry.
I'm just here to do the
thank you to
translate. There's no subtitles.
Thank you for the translate. Welcome to Side Stories. Hi, I'm Henry Zebrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
I got a new chair.
Yeah, because you were too fat for the other one.
I was too fat and it was squeaking. Now it's not squeaking.
Wait, hey, let's not stress this thing, then.
All right,
if you brought another chair to the Verge,
I said, get me a stable one. The one that, you know, I can't ever move around.
Yeah, get a one that you can really, like, let's say you were being electrocuted in it, that you would be able to hold your jerking, snapping body back and forth.
Madeline was so nice, too, our studio manager. She, like, texted me. She's like, so what kind of chair would you like? We're thinking about getting you a new chair. I was like, it's because it squeaks and I'm too fat. And she's like, no. And I
was like, see? See, that's
call
nice.
Me fat. Call me fat right yeah, yeah, now. Yeah. I need you to do it. And we
and
also,
I was like, yeah, whatever one, look for the one that handles the fattest people.
Yeah, who's got the
and
biggest
like,
guy?
That's the chair I
the
want.
Fat this man is, chair store. It's
this
right
is wide. Yeah. This is a wide one. I like this.
I didn't even know how we got it in Los Angeles.
Yeah, man. I'm surprised it came through the door.
Yes.
That's and fucking amazing.
We're also sitting here with Holden McNeely.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. I'm back, motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
Yes. I dropped my new hip-hop album, fucking Shoot Cops is
hell
what it's called.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel like it's
what's
a dangerous
track? What's the title track?
I did it once, allegedly.
It's not good. It's not good to just put it in a song. This is in Chicago. Chicago, they are killing people just to put it in the rap songs.
There you go.
Have you done any research? I believe it's called...
It's bleak.
It's called, like, Skrill.
Yeah. I've actually did read that Rolling Stone article, I believe.
Yes, and it's very, very scary. People are killing each other just for them to not be posers within their own songs. But hey, you know, I get it. People come for you fast on the internet. Yeah, you gotta make sure that you are walking the walk. So if you're talking about killing people, you better be doing it. Because it's not, it's like going into, it's like wearing a Fleetwood Mac shirt and someone says, oh, I also love Stevie fucking Clicks or whatever. And then you're
you
like,
know
what?
Her name.
You don't know her name.
No.
Man, I remember back in the day, people used to fucking kill people and then become rappers.
Yeah, dude. You gotta earn the street cred first, dude, before you start doing deals and getting sponsorships and shit like that.
Or it's like with Snoop Dogg, he was way famous first and then he shot the guy accidentally. Then you go through court, get off, remain innocent, then you're innocent, then write a song about it. He's making money and he got to kill a guy.
Murder was the case that they gave him.
Yes.
Murder was the case that they gave him. And that go with my herpes and my own asshole.
He's got herpes in his own asshole.
I asked him to not be himself. So we do have some good stories today.
Sure.
We have some good stories today. One, obviously, is Diddly Diddy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm calling him.
Sure.
The Diddler.
No, Diddly Diddy. Right? I actually would prefer to call him by his birth name, Sean Combs.
Mm.
Diddy, the rapper former known as Puff Daddy, also formerly known as...
He's not known as Puff Daddy anymore. That's how far I'm out of the loop.
It's P. Diddy. It's J-Lo.
I've heard... I thought P. Diddy was a nickname for Puff Daddy.
No. It's now his full exact name.
But when was the last time he actually put out an album?
No, he doesn't have to because mostly he's really... honestly concentrating on human trafficking. So now we're seeing, I don't know, obviously there's a lot of information flying out there, a lot of conspiracy theories. We don't know exactly what went down with Diddy. We know his sons are now not arrested. They're being like kind of considered
they were taken away in cuffs.
Yes, but then his drug mule that looked like a guy, you see this guy that got arrested,
it like, not, didn't even
drug
look
mule?
Like a mule.
No, he should have had ears. He should have had ears. This guy, his name is Brendan Paul, and he looks like a guy who'd tell the police everything. And so if you look at him, look at this guy. This is who you want your drug mule to be? Look at him. He looks like an intern at Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is not who you want your drug mule to be. You know who you want your drug mule to be? And this is free advice to our listeners. Old woman.
Or, I like the mule idea, a dog that you can teach, or actually, no, a monkey at the zoo that knows some sign language.
Oh, that would be incredible. Yeah. I wish that if we could have that.
Well, they
is.
do that. They you know, do fill animals with drugs and bring them across the border.
Of course, yeah, they hollow out snakes. Yeah. I love to see that. That's true creativity. If these monkeys then know sign language and then they can work for you, a lot of cops don't speak sign language. And that's what's great. Keep yourself from being ratted on from within. Look at this. He looks like a shitty side character from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that wrote Somebody That I Used to Know.
Yeah, Brendan Paul is his name, and he is probably...
Was he muling it inside of his giant forehead?
I don't know. I think he hid it in his...
Guy looks like his own bobblehead.
He has Bart Simpson-like hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the drugs might be in there, but that man right there is for...
certain telling the police every single thing he knows about Puff Daddy.
I can't believe Puff Daddy trusted this guy.
Well, you know, it's it's hard to find
a mule. I'm sorry.
Thank you. And it's hard to find a good mule. You have to find, hopefully you find an old lady with terminal cancer that's looking for a thrill.
Yeah.
So how many cups of piss do you think P. Diddy's drank in his life?
I think that he at least... I think he tried pee once, and now more so wants to watch other people drink pee.
That's why they call him P. Diddy.
Whoa! There
Am
he
I
is.
Right?
There he is.
I already got Jack on it. Thank you, British Brian.
That's the kind of stuff you can wait to hear on page 7.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always that those content.
Hot takes. Always those hot takes.
But the one thing, seriously, I will say is that, you know, Diddy said he was upset at the amount of force that arrived. It was like 100 police officers.
What do you think they're going to do? Fucking be calm about it?
It was Homeland Security, but he was like, you know, they destroyed the house as they do. Just so you know, but what has to be noted is that for them to get this type of warrant, so specifically, like, they have to come to a judge and say, we're looking for these specific things on these gigantic pieces of property. So, number one, they have specifics that they're looking for. So there's either some form of straight up evidence or some form of they have something credible to say that that object is in this house and that has something to do with human trafficking.
I think it's Tupac's bones, dude.
Like, it might be. Oh my God,
what if they find out that he killed fucking Biggie during this?
Well, they know that he's attached to that too. They've been talking about that for decades too, because he famously asked a group of gangbangers, I hope someone kills this man for me, and someone went and did it. So we'll see. More what I want to say. The reason why the cops arrived in such force, for Homeland Security arrived in such force, is because you have to round up all the staff. And you have to round up all of this. It's like, you don't know if there's, like, you could show up to this quote-unquote compound. Yeah, it went peacefully, and everybody went, but you don't know. Like, someone could come jumping out of a room to start shooting everybody. Say, like, that's where the evidence is and shit. You know, like, so that's why they arrive the way that they do. But they would not have come to these fucking, to his houses if they didn't have something. On some kind of an idea that what he had, they would find looking for in this
house. I bet they found some girl's hair. At the very least.
I just think that he's just fucking, it's just weird to have another person that was like some kind of, I guess he wasn't cuddly. When we were growing up, he was way more like Mace, mo money, mo problems. Like,
I mean, speaking of mo money, mo problems.
That's what he has.
Yes.
Well, I think Cena and I, right before the show, were also saying, I think it's important, if you're going to be a human trafficker, that's got to be your first priority.
Yeah, you can't have a side gig.
You really shouldn't
also... You gotta
also
pay full attention.
Yeah, you can't also be super famous. Look at R. Kelly. We got him.
Bad news.
Again, loves the pee-pee.
Yeah.
It's hard to come out with hits when you're moving people in a sexual nature to other people.
Well, it's a lot of calls, a lot of emails.
All the songs he's pitching, it's like, I sold a girl to a millionaire.
Did he love the energy, love having you back in the studio again. Maybe some of these lyrics could be more allegorical and not just a direct description of your crimes.
Shot a guy who got in my way. First of all, that's Broadway musical.
Didn't even try to rap, Holden. You didn't even try to. That is the music genre that Diddy is in. Now, because for his punishment, he has to freestyle a rap about Diddy's human
trafficking.
People
don't deserve this. You, hold on. Wait, you're leaning back like a king. It's just like, fucking, what do you mean? You told him not to do this.
Let me drop a beat.
Yeah, drop a beat.
Let's see if we can find a beat.
Yeah, get a beat.
And while he's looking
for the
beat.
You don't want to do it yourself?
No. He's doing it. He's the guest. He's doing the hard stuff today.
Give me the fucking beat, and I'm going to tear this up with my fucking dick, dude. I'm so over. First of all,
I haven't heard your dick rap in a
while. Dude, I've had
so many
people be out there on the fucking TikTok and shit just being like, Holden's fucking dick don't smoke. His dick don't have the bars.
Yeah, you're so loud, your voice like ricochets inside of my brain. You're killing me. It's like a 22 bullet.
You're so loud, I'm gonna hear you tomorrow.
Yes. Here we go. This is just for your own entertainment and his punishment. Holden McNeely is going to freestyle a rap about Diddy's side hustle as human trafficker.
Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West.
Why is my penis making it so sore?
It's done.
Sore.
Cut the beat.
I know.
No, this is really cut the beat. No, it's not. This is ICP shit, man. That was good. You cut that off. What kind of bad producer are you?
Yeah, what the fuck is that? Yeah,
I was feeling that shit.
I was feeling the shit. Can we get it one more time?
One more time. Bring that back. Bring that back.
Wow, wow, West. Wow, wow, West. Jim West. Desperado. I've got a tiny little man in my pocket. It says that it wants you to lock it and squawk.
No, you were right. You're right.
Cut the beat. Cut the beat.
You know, thank you, though.
What was that, man? I feel like I can't even get to the fucking chorus.
Two chances. I asked him to not be him.
But then you made him be him.
I'm forced to now. I'm forced to. I'm locked into this. This is a very serious topic.
Right.
Yeah.
I apologize.
So, no. I'm glad that you... I asked for this. But so, Diddy, obviously, you're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Yeah.
So...
Do you think that's how Usher got his name? By ushering the people in and out of his house?
Whoa!
No!
Is he
Usher was just a boy.
He was a boy who lived there.
Yeah, he was a boy who lived there.
Yeah, he was hanging out. Yeah, and he said he saw some shit.
And you saw the Bieber video where he's like, why don't we hang out anymore? And Bieber's like 15, and he's like, yeah, let's get some girls.
Yeah, and he's like, you're a 15-year-old. Weird. And then also, there was the other weird thing with 50 Cent just came out and said something else that was super fucking weird.
Well, he's putting out Did He Do It? He's putting out Did He Do It as a documentary about everything. It's literally called Did He Do It.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's amazing. I feel like he don't give a shit, dude.
But he also
he got shot nine times.
Hell yeah, he did.
You don't give a fuck.
Well, we'll find out. Obviously, things are going to play out. Diddy has very powerful lawyers, I'm certain.
I am certain Alan Dershowitz is involved.
Yes,
is he still alive?
Yeah, oh yeah. And then, but no, I think the Dersh might be dead. I think the Dersh might be, I know that the women were so happy to have sex with him. That's what they all said. They were all clamoring to be the one on Epstein's Island to get the Dersh fucking situation going.
Hell
on,
yeah.
Dude.
Love that concept.
Love that shit, dog.
But then, 85 years young.
Oh, he's still alive. Wow. So he'll be able to be right there for Diddy to hire him.
His ears are bigger than ever.
Yeah, and this is... So we'll know. Who knows? It sounds like Diddy's sons might be more so implicated, and we'll find out as this plays out. But it's not looking good.
How old are the... Well, I don't know. That's an offhand question to ask. How old are the sons? Are they
20s? Yeah, 30s? They're of age. They're in there. I think so.
They're not in juvie right now.
No, they're not children.
Skipping marbles and stuff.
No,
like that.
Yeah, okay. No.
Justin Dior and King Combs.
Whoa.
26 and 30. So
wow.
There you go.
I'm really sad. And also, I'm not even going to bring... I don't even know why I'm bringing this up, but it came up this week, and I just want to lightly... I'm going to talk about this more next week because I'm going to do more research. But we talked about in the show the concept of Havana Syndrome, which was this thing that diplomats in Cuba were saying that they were experiencing. Nosebleeds, violent headaches, nausea, but it was paired with this sound, like something that sounded like a modem firing up or like this. And so,
and this is recent?
This has been over the last couple of years. So the United States government did a big quote unquote investigation saying, we wonder whether or not this is some form of sound weapon, either from China or Russia. But now it's looking like there was a whole thing saying that Havana Syndrome wasn't real, that they weren't experiencing this thing. That first happened. Now they're saying that they think that there's evidence that Russia's intelligence community was using some form of sound weapon against diplomats. They believe that there is evidence that shows that. But it's also looking like the CIA is also using it.
Oh,
so everybody's so, or we're doing it to ourselves. So we don't know.
So that's why the CIA keeps trying to get me to go to a karaoke night over there.
Yeah,
I keep wondering.
You get that brown noise.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh,
dude.
the brown noise.
Dude, I love the brown noise.
I miss
dude.
You, brown noise.
Yeah, yeah, the brown noise, man. Everyone said Square Pusher was, they said he played the brown noise in one of his shows. Everyone shat the brown noise, everyone shits their pants, by the way.
Wait, my thing is that with the brown noise is that if you're playing the brown noise, don't you get
shit yourself.
The brown suit?
You come pre-diaped.
Well, I think, you wear a fucking diaper
so
or
I'm
a bunch
gonna
of little
go
diapers
to war.
That you made a big diaper out of.
I'm going to go to the theater of war with a diaper on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to protect yourself. You think that most soldiers probably wear bulletproof vests?
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Are you a military person? Have you ever worn a diaper out to kill people?
And just to make
diaper to kill people.
Yeah.
This is different.
Yeah, but the brown
sound. If you're bringing the brown noise and you know you're delivering the brown noise to a crowd.
If you're bringing the brown noise, if you're bringing that
you
brown
bring the
funk.
Dope.
Yeah, you get the dipe.
You should hand out dipes.
SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com.
Is the brown noise even real?
I don't know. Are you involved in the Havana Syndrome situation? Please email me.
I want to know about it, man.
But this is, I really, only reason why I'm bringing it up is because it came up today. This whole report came out saying that there's probably some evidence for it to actually, like, it is a thing. Because we've been saying it's not real. There's a little bit of, like, diplomats. I was like, oh, diplomats just want more attention. Oh, you know how it is. They're always showing their midriffs. You know these diplomats. They're always on their fucking unicycles, and they're in the fucking mall, and they're doing their fucking TikToks in front of the fucking like Spencer's or whatever. And you're trying
the
to
really
go in there.
Tall one too. You're like, we get it. You can do the tall one, which is so dumb and
who
annoying.
Who fucking gives a shit? So yeah, but now it turns out Havana Syndrome might be real.
I think that's fine. We'll get into it next week. I want to learn about this. A little more.
I'll send you on a trip
because this is going to affect Florida if anywhere.
Well, it's named Havana Syndrome because it was first, quote-unquote, discovered in Cuba.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to affect Florida because it's right there, 9 miles away.
I say fucking got to hit Mar-a-Lago with it, make them shit their pants.
All right.
Live from your grave.
Yee-haw! That's right. Everybody knows that underwear drawers are like the Wild West of wardrobes. You got your spurs in there. You got a couple snakes and a bunch of other critters. And if you're lucky, a little bit of gold. Too. That's right. But you don't know what's happening in there. And you got a couple pairs from 3 birthdays ago, or you got 2 from 2 Christmases ago. You never know what you're going to find down in them rootin' tootin' underwear drawers. Too much drawers in the drawers. You know what I'm saying? Rootin' tootin' and it ain't covering up the tootin', if you know what I'm saying. All right. Yeah.
But yeah, MeUndies. You know, they're soft and comfortable and you got to get into it. I love my MeUndies. They, like the Wild West, they were recently stolen from me. Yes, I don't know what happened. I have a community washer and dryer, and my MeUndies did not come out. I am only suspecting that someone saw that I was walking better in my building, and then they saw me go to the laundry room and waited for me to leave, and they searched through all my underwears. And they stole my MeUndies because they're so, so soft and they're so nice. And they heard me talking about them on the show. So now I'm down MeUndies and I, too, am going to become an actual customer of MeUndies. That's right, because they come in my size. Not only do they come in my size, they go from extra small all the way to 4XL, all right? So I could wear 2 of these at once sometimes. MeUndies is so soft, you just want to curl up to it. You should be like, oh, thank you so much for being my wife. You should have seen the underwears I was with before you. They were a mess. The sandpapers. Listen, these MeUndies, they're breathable. They're stretchy. They're comfy. You got to get them. I need more. I need them back on my balls. You want to get 20% off of your first order, plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/left. That's MeUndies.com/left for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the inside in. MeUndies, you comfortable.
This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Finding work-life balance can be tough, but Squarespace gives you the tools to reach your goals and have time to celebrate. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device. Get your website discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. And with Squarespace AI, you can explain what your site is about, choose your tone, enter what you need, and get auto-generated text, and that helps you save time. I know I'm sitting on about 2 literal wheelbarrows filled with horse pics. Now, part of the issue has been is a lot of these pictures are getting stopped at customs because some of them do depict various world leaders in horse-like circumstances that seems to be pinging a lot of these custom agents' accounts. Now, so what I've done to do is like, so while I'm trying to work on hand smuggling these horse picks over various country borders, I then also have time because Squarespace is doing all the other ad work for me to go and work on my killdozer at home.
So thank you, Squarespace, for allowing me to diversify in the best way possible for this country. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial when you're ready to launch. Go to squarespace.com/left to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, did you know Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the U.S. with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the U.S.? They have everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and space. That's one of my favorite things about it. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Now, personally, I'm in the middle of re-landscaping my yard. I like to do it myself because I called up a landscaper to see how much it costs, and it was absolutely insane. Plus, I love dirt. I love getting my hands in the dirt, and I love planting things myself. And Fast Growing Trees has given me some wonderful plants that I can use. Like, I got this Texas sage. It's purple. I've dug up a whole bunch of horrible bushes and shrubs up in front of my window and in front of my house and put some purple Texas sage up there, and it's going to thrive, and it's going to look real good. And I didn't even have to go to a nursery to buy it. It came to my house. Now, this spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code LEFT at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code LEFT at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code LEFT. Offers valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply.
Angie Harmon. Okay, you might know her from Law and Order or Rizzoli in the Isles, which I have no idea what that is.
Rizzoli in Isles, I believe, is a Fast and the Furious property.
What? Okay. No, what?
It's not?
A Rizzoli
perhaps,
in Isles?
Oh, here we go. Perhaps their strikingly different personalities make the relationship between Detective Jane Rizzoli and medical examiner Maura Isles so effective. Jane, the only female cop in Boston's homicide division, is tough, relentless, and rarely lets her guard down.
Yeah, yeah. Fast and Furious movies, if they have spinoffs, it's always like Luke and Doug.
Yeah,
it's
never something you have to. And dude.
Yeah, it's never more than a few syllables of simple.
Well, anyway, an Instacart driver shot her dog.
Dude,
oh my God.
This story's like fucked.
It's crazy.
Was the dog talking shit?
I mean, it might have been. It's half German Shepherd, half Beagle mix.
Well, dude, this is also, guess where this happens? You know why this is also very appropriate?
North Carolina.
Yes, is Holden's hometown. Charlotte, yeah. North Carolina.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Look at that dog that got shot in the head.
Yeah.
It's a cutie pie. It was very cute.
But apparently it was, it had to go. It is really fucked up.
It doesn't look like a dog. I know it's half German Shepherd, but this is not a scary dog.
No.
This dog bites you, you're fine.
So according to Angie Harmon, she said that she thought that the driver of her Instacart saw the home's Ring camera was charging inside and knew he was not being recorded. So the police investigated this and just let this fucker go.
Also,
which I have dealt with in the past, especially in the South, with cops and dogs.
They don't care.
They could not possibly give a shit. As far as they know, like, number one, they're not coming for somebody. This is kind of private. My father got bit really bad by a dog. My dog off leash in Florida, and I went to go try to figure out what to do against this person that had multiple dogs that were off their leash. The multiple times these dogs have run out
and the cops
up with
told
people.
You to kill him.
Well, the dogs are just like, he handed me his gun. I was like, what? He kill the father. I was like, no, my father should stay alive. And he was like, all right, well, I guess he killed the dog.
But it turned out the dog was also a cop.
Yeah,
so
and then
it
I was
got
like,
really
what?
Complicated.
And then, but then it turns out the dog not only was a cop, it was one of those hooker cops.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it was like, meet me around the corner. We're going
to
get
to
suck your
dick.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to blow you up. Meet me around the corner. You got to ride in the car with me for a little bit. We could talk about this. I'm not meeting you around the corner.
No, dog. You know what? You and me are going to the fucking Cinnabon. And we're having a conversation about, you might be a dog who's learned how to talk and knows how to fucking suck dick.
Ritteron.
Yeah, well, I guess what? Well, do you want to be a prostitute or not, dog?
We're doing it at Cinnabon.
The guy who shot her dog, he had a woman's profile picture and the name Merle, which could be a man's name, Merle Haggard, you know, so it could be a man's name, but it had a woman as profile picture. And then after we shot the dog, he just kept saying, "Yeah, I shot your dog. Yeah,
well, this
I did."
Well, this is the issue that I dealt with. Yeah, man. But this was the issue I dealt with my parents, is that the guy was completely unrepentant about the dogs, could not care less. The police was like, well, you could file a report or whatever, but essentially the dog has to kill somebody for us to do something about the dog, which is, you're like, I don't want you to destroy the dog.
But this is like the opposite, though.
Yes. Well, this is one of those. Yeah, they went extreme.
They killed the dog and there's no reaction.
Well, it's because the South legitimately wants nothing to do with these police officers want nothing to do with these crimes for some reason. There is something, I think it's because it's either too personal.
Yeah.
There's something about getting involved with pets and animals. And
I mean, I'm
homes.
Very emotional about my dogs.
Yeah, of course.
If anyone did anything to my dogs, I think I'd do time. Like, it'd be crazy.
I'd flip out. But the fact that, like, yeah, he shot the fucking dog in the head and then was like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Because he had a gun on him.
Well, to be fair, one of her Instacart items was my dog shot in the face. And I think that is.
I got to get that off. Why is this an option? I didn't know I could just click this.
Yeah, that should only be available on Chewy.
Yeah.
Are they a sponsor? Yes.
Thank you, Chewy.
But yeah, no. Her kids were in the house. Like, everybody was home. And this dude just fucking unloaded on it. And no charges. He must have had a concealed carry or something.
Well, I just don't understand how you set up. That's what's hard, is that you were trying to set up.
Your mic just attacked you.
I know. The audience can't see that, though.
Okay.
So if I don't acknowledge...
I'm filming it.
Yeah, but things do tend to not...
If you want to see Henry's mic attack, you have to go to Patreon.
Yeah, you have to go to Patreon.
There you go.
Spend money. Right, that's what you have to do. The new setup. What was I saying? What was I fucking saying?
I know, but I do have to say this. Speaking of Chewy, I don't get blue Chewy. Why are we trying to get all these dogs hard with this fucking...
We did say no to blue Chewy. We said no, we don't believe in the company. But the idea of... But why can't the police get this guy? If you have no signs of the dog was attacking you, and then you get to just shoot a dog? You get to just do that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird.
It's weird.
But hopefully something happens to this guy. But it seems like nothing's going to happen, even though she's a Hollywood elite.
That is actually wild. Yeah, that is crazy. There's zero.
Well, it's because it's in Charlotte, and they specifically... part of me actually wonders whether or not, because it's Charlotte, because it's North Carolina, we love our Southern listeners, but they might have a little bit of an issue with Hollywood people and
Charlotte
celebrities.
Charlotte loves money. It's a banking town.
They like money.
They don't like
liberal... outspoken
Charlotte's
people, like,
loosey-goosey.
No, it is absolutely not, my friend.
I love that the two of you are the two people talking about what Charlotte's like, and I'm just sitting here
What do you think?
Charlotte is very clean cut. If you want loosey-goosey, Asheville, right? That's all the hippies show, and everyone's like,
yeah, you don't go. I was in Charlotte for 5 days. I hung out with your wonderful brother.
Right, right.
They went and got hammered.
They don't even do drum circles. They do circles where everyone's literally just has a genital in their mouth around in a ring, and they kind of crawl around.
Why even ask him?
Yeah. Charlotte, though, is really clean cut. So, yes, there's a lot of, like, big money. So, therefore, there's more conservative stuff. But it's not as trashy or whatever as you think of with,
No, South Carolina's the trashy one.
Yeah. South Carolina is a dog shit state. It is everything wrong with
the Carolinas. I don't agree.
I
love South Carolina.
I like South Carolina, too. I'm just saying that I think that they look at Angie Harmon and they maybe don't care. I think that they look at this dog and it's not a working dog. It's not a mudden dog.
Right.
It's not out there. It's not out there voting.
It's a beagle.
They probably would
shoot it if it's out there voting.
Well, it's a beagle German shepherd. It can go hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one doesn't. Look at this dog.
Yeah.
Look at this dog sitting on his all white couch. That is not a hunting dog.
And that dog could fucking rip up a possum.
It looks
afraid.
But
it's not, though. It doesn't matter. But
it's so cute.
I will say, at least Angie Harmon, we can go back through her credits. Because at the end of this article, what I think is funny is that they talk all about her getting the dog getting shot and all how the police aren't doing anything about it. And then it just straight up, other TV and movie credits during a career that dates to the 1990s. Include roles in Agent Cody Banks.
Never, yeah.
Buried in Barstow, Cellmate Secrets, and Chuck.
And on her IG page, she describes herself as actor, director, producer, mom, glue.
I just feel like, ugh. I feel like you want to be, you want your credits to be, those are credits, such boring credits. You know what I mean?
That's what she does.
She
that's
goes
Angie
to
Harman.
House parties. She like, works. I recognize it. What were you in? It's just like Chuck, never heard of it. Fucking Boise Blue or whatever the fuck that was. I don't know.
But
I, don't know.
I know Angie Harmon. I walk Angie Harmon. She's a known quantity because of Law and Order. I know her from Law and Order.
I don't know Law and Order. I never watched it.
It was good, yeah, but she didn't deserve. She didn't necessarily have her. She did not deserve to have her dog shot.
Yeah, and the guy, you know, he said he acted in self-defense, but he did not have a scratch or a bite, or his pants weren't even torn.
Yes.
Yeah. And by
so
the way,
he was not attacked. He was like, maybe the dog was running at him, and he just pulled his gun out and shot it. By the way, this is a really bad thing to mention. But
I love
will
when
say,
you start sentences. Like,
if you wanted to go on a bad rabbit hole,
no, I don't. So we
cops
don't even need to
shoot dogs
no,
all
no,
the
do.
Time.
So go down to Ed Larson's got it's on his new website. It's copshootdogs.
Yeah, it's lemonparty.org. Yeah. It's
but yeah, no, they do it all the time. This is like it's law enforcement does not care at all
about
they
dogs.
Shoot like Maltese and shit. They don't give a
they
fuck.
Like their dogs. They like their canine units. They are well taken care of.
Yeah, no, because those dogs kill people for them.
Man, I was watching a fucking...
They call them the good ones.
Yeah, I was watching a fucking... What's his butts? My I love my dash cam and my body cam footage. Mm. I was watching one where this dude, he was real drunk, right? And he left the scene of a crime. Like, he left the scene of the crash, and he ran away from the cops, and they chased after him. And what they did was that he was running through this field, right? They were like, he couldn't do this field sobriety test, but he could, like, run through this field. And then they just, like, saw him, and he thought he could hide by just standing against a door. Like, he's on this, like, house, he's standing against a door, and they just release, like, three dogs at him.
Yeah.
And man, oh, man, they got him good, dog. You gotta be careful out there. But he didn't have a gun on him, and those dogs are trained to do that. I'm pretty certain this dog's name's like Caramel or something. I don't know if this dog was ready to fight for its life that day.
Oliver the dog. I just want to say really quick, because they know you guys are dog people, but I don't own a dog, so I don't want people coming after me for the aspersions I've cast during this story. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love dogs. Cats are the ones that fucking suck, dude.
Well, you know,
cats
I've also...
can lick mop, but I wouldn't want them to because they have sandpaper tongues.
You did an entire... tour
about
based off of
about
the
how
movie.
Shitty
cats.
That movie is
you
and how
love
awful
it.
It
You've
is.
Seen it a million times.
We did a live watch of it on Saturday on my Twitch
you
feed.
You fucking love that movie.
Dude,
yeah,
cats,
you make money with cats.
No, the whole internet's always like, look how annoying this cat is. And isn't it the best thing ever? And everyone goes, yeah, I love how annoying
I really
cat
can't
is.
Deal with your anti-cat spiel because we have done the anti-cat spiel. And people are mad about the anti-cat
spiel. I personally,
I
used to not like cats.
Right.
And then I lived with a bunch, and now I think they're cool.
They're okay. Fine.
Did they get together and form into a dog?
No.
Okay.
We kept killing them and getting new ones. No, I'm just kidding.
Wow, wow, Wes. Desperado.
I asked him to not be him.
Either way, I hope this Merle guy gets slapped to death.
Yeah, he needs to get jacked up.
Yeah, I know, that's crazy. I
fuck
can't believe he's not getting any consequences for that.
Well, that's called... It's just fun.
Living in America. That's what it's called, bitches.
All right, which one do you want to do next?
I mean, this one's real quick, if it's all right. I mean, this guy was arrested for impersonating a firefighter.
Oh, I
fire.
Love this fucking guy.
Have you seen his face? Look at this guy holding. Look at this.
He's so high looking. That this is the highest face I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah,
dude.
He looks like Dabs.
His
yeah.
eyebrows are somehow above his hair.
I love the smoke, man.
His name is
Christopher
fucking... Christopher Victor Miglino, 37, so you could still have fun in your mid to late 30s. On March 27, 2024, at approximately 12:10 a.m., members of the Morganton Department of Public Safety responded to an address where a neighbor, so there was a fire. There was a structure fire.
Yeah.
And a neighbor when the fire department arrived, they saw him outside, this dude, in a firefighter's turnout
full
gear.
Full FDNY gear.
Yeah.
Like, not a fireman, with a garden hose.
Just spraying the house. And they, I don't even know how he got the gear. He wasn't a fireman.
No.
He's not a fireman. They just, and so they like.
They leave those trucks unattended all the time.
I guess.
With fucking naps and shit, these firemen.
But then this dude showed up.
Leaving
and
the garage open. Someone's going to steal an outfit.
Hey, guys, why aren't you, this fucking house is fucking so hot.
man. You got to be careful, dude. I brought my hose from home, man.
Oh, they were so, like, when they showed up, they're like, thank you. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And they're like, okay, well, you have to leave.
Oh, wait a second. Oh, a woman was, oh, this is brand new. This is a good update. Thank you. A woman died in this fire.
Oh,
wow. Oh, so this just
isn't as fun anymore.
Well, this got a lot more interesting. So he's impersonating a firefighter right outside of it. Originally, apparently, when they arrived at the structure fire, they started putting out the fire and were like, we're good, buddy. And he's like, I'm helping.
Is that what was that? All right. First of all, maybe I missed this. Did he set the fire?
Doesn't say he set the fire.
Okay. I am going to say now, though, now that we know that there was a woman dead in there, I actually wonder. I wonder whether or not.
Like, what is the motive here? Like, did he just want to, like, he just wanted to pretend to be a firefighter genuinely? Or
see,
was
at
it...
first, we thought it was a funny story right. about, like, a guy. Like, there was
then
a
the
guy,
woman died.
Do you remember New York?
We just did 10 minutes on a dog getting shot in the face. We can't make fun of the.
We don't
story.
Know where the dog was shot.
We don't know where the dog was shot. But you remember in New York, the guy that kept stealing the subway buses and the trains, and he would yes. drive them against me, and everyone was, like, getting upset because he was just, like, this man that was just doing this, and he was kept getting arrested for it again. And again, in my mind, I thought it was going to be silly. Oh, he's Mr. Fireman.
He thinks he's Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
He thinks he's like in this cool, yeah, movie
what I
or
think
something.
What happened is that now, if there was somebody that was dead inside that fucking house, he came outside, either somehow had a fire, he set the fire, somehow has this firefighter outfit, and thought maybe he would leave unnoticed. That maybe he thought that when the fire was over, he would leave as one of the firefighters.
It was not an audition.
Well, the thing is, you can't show up first.
Yeah, that's a weird one. You kind of have to ease yes. your way in. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. It's like when I got to perform in the circus that one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I dressed like a merengue dancer. It was great.
You just do not have the belly of a merengue dancer. You don't have the belly button.
Yeah, that's what they kept yelling at me. Yeah, there was just like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
You ain't got the belly for this shit. And I was like, I kill cop, allegedly, motherfucker.
Yeah, good. Keep adding the tag of allegedly. I think it really does help. It really helps.
I start throwing in my mix CD and shit, dude. It's fucking killer as fuck, dude. Get on my album. Get on my level, listeners.
Well, so this guy still hasn't been charged with murder yet, right?
No, he's not charged with murder.
I don't know that he set the fire.
Resisting, delay, obstructing a public officer, impersonating a firefighter.
But there
personnel.
Was a dead woman in the house that was killed.
So if anything, what if he, I mean, like, he's there trying to help.
Yeah, he might just be trying to help, but I would think
But at the same
actually...
time, maybe his obstruction is what got her killed because they couldn't... They
oh,
were
yeah,
because
he's
his
out
ass.
For... Yeah, they were like, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing?
Cause of the fire remains under investigation.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
That's what's going to happen,
It's
man.
A cold case, or it's a hot case. Either way.
This is a cold, hot case.
Okay. There you go.
I do it's have a story about a woman that... rushed what she thought was a sick baby hedgehog to the vet. Thank you, Rob. You sent me this. And then found out that she had been for several days caring for what was a hat pom-pom.
Yes. Yeah. I saw that one,
But that's
too.
Just her being fucking stupid.
Pretty bird.
She seems like a very sweet woman who probably, you know, could save someone in a different situation.
Or is it just she always looking for it? Because it's a pom-pom.
Yeah,
if you look at it, it's very much because she thought she found a cold. First of all, if it's that cold, it's not a hedgehog.
Yeah.
Or it's dead. It's not going to be revived by the vet unless you're taking it to the poor things guy or you're taking it over to what's his butts. There's been several Frankenstein themed films this year.
Yeah, there has been, isn't there?
This has been a year for Frankenstein themed films. But I feel like, yeah, the hedgehog's not coming back.
No, not at all.
If it's stone cold.
And the odd thing
and
about
it doesn't move all night.
She, you know, she it wasn't. She didn't have it for several days.
She had it for all day.
Oh, she had it for all day.
It's
is
a pom-pom.
Really it? That's so funny.
It's a hat pom-pom.
It does kind of look like a little hedgehog. But the thing is, it's so light. But the problem is, like, she did a good deed, and now the fucking world knows she's an idiot.
Yeah, you know, sometimes.
Like, I think it's, what the fuck? Like, she tried to help this hedgehog, and now everyone around Earth is like, what an idiot.
This is the problem. If you're an idiot, right? Like, let even say you're a well-meaning, pure idiot. That sees is that I don't even because her name isn't even mentioned.
It should not be mentioned.
They mentioned her name. Let's say you are a well-meaning idiot and you do something like this. Unfortunately, like yes, she sat and fretted over this pom-pom
for probably about 36 hours. And then she tried to feed it and didn't feed and didn't do anything.
Do you think she was hammered, maybe?
I don't know. Or maybe medication or edibles.
Weird detail. She was dressed also like a fireman, but with the crotch cut out.
Really weird.
Weird.
Really weird.
Hedgehog goes here.
I actually don't really understand, because then the flames can get to your pussy.
Right. Yeah.
This doesn't work. But, you know, if you're a well-meaning idiot and you spend a lot of hours trying to help and then you don't, you haven't helped anything.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You're actually, you're taking away from what you could have been doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's worse. It's definitely way worse than helping.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's almost worse than hurting.
I mean, this woman tried. And like the woman who found,
oh my God.
That's the woman
in
the vet.
Who, no,
that's the vet.
That's the vet.
That was the woman.
She's the one who told everybody.
Yeah,
she's the one who's like, she's very sweet, but I can't believe she did this.
This is a pump.
Yeah.
She was very excited.
Here's my stethoscope.
That's so funny, because I mean, one would say at first glance, she doesn't look like the brightest bean in the bunch.
She looks like a vet, which is like, I've seen vets across the board. That's a woman that spends a lot of her time with hamsters and gerbils.
That smile is just so
her best friend's a parrot. And that's that. What that looks like.
Yeah, her hat looks like it committed the crime.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get home so I can read my stories to my birds.
That sounds like a peaceful existence.
Right.
I hope to have this, but yeah, that pom pom was fucking not a hedgehog.
Yeah,
dog.
Super
a
lot not hedgehog.
So living with idiot of the week is what you get.
Oh, ding dong,
idiot
ding
of
dong,
the week.
Idiot of the week.
Oh, Henry.
Yeah,
so mean.
You fucking, I got you, bitch. That's just a pom-pom.
Yep.
No, honestly, you're very sweet. But I do think that you might need a refresher on animals.
On what a living, breathing thing
what a creature
can
is.
Be. Yeah,
what an animal.
Just a creature
I mean,
is.
I've been there. I've wanted something, you know, to be real, like, so hard before. And
yeah,
just
of course.
I remember one time we brought a baby bird was kicked out of a nest, and then Julie found it in the street, and she's like, you gotta come help me. You, like, woke me up. I'm like, I'm drunk, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, there's a baby bird. Then we went, and it was like, she, like, stashed this bird, like, that fell out of a nest. It's like, no, like, days old. And it's just sitting there, and I'm like, baby, this thing's gonna die. Don't worry about it, you know? She's like, then we brought it to the... We called the shelter.
That's a very sweet.
And then we brought it to the shelter.
That's a hedgehog right there.
Yeah,
see that cute
go.
Little hedgehog.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they brought it inside and killed it, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But I'm proud of Rambo for not eating it.
That's great.
He like sniffed it a bunch and he didn't eat it.
See, and he definitely would have.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was
for
thinking
sure.
about it.
Yeah, one time I tried to date a dresser just because there was a wig sitting on it.
Yeah.
Well, that's just simply because you need more help identifying what a woman is.
Yeah. Yes, and I think there is a gas link.
Yeah, I think there is
a gas link.
I saw some black mold in the apartment the other day.
Yeah.
And especially because Winnie was walking on her hands.
Yeah, on the
like,
ceiling.
What's going on? Yeah. How is this happening?
This is why last time I was ever at Holden's house, he was looking at his dresser. He was like, let me get in there.
What a time to be alive. When you can get anything you need, when you need it, delivered right to your door. With DoorDash, you can get pretty much anything delivered right to your door, except for live dogs. That's the one thing that I feel like is a big holdup, but we'll figure it out. DoorDash, I love the fact that I can be nude. And look at my phone. And no, I need three things. Ibuprofen, Casamigos tequila, and I need a bunch of cold brew coffee, I guess. I don't know why. Don't question me about my order. But I know that I can click on the buttons, and then the man or lady will come with the stuff, and then I can immediately put my clothes on. Don't answer the door naked, guys. That's a big caveat, I've been told by DoorDash to say. Don't answer naked. But order naked, because that's the beautiful part of DoorDash, is that they can't see you, but they can see your requests. So they know, hey, this guy's got to have his Band-Aids. He's got to have his, I guess we're sending wiffle balls to this guy's house, peanut butter and a bunch of Luby. That's what this guy wants. That's what I'm getting for it. I'm going to do it fast and well. Love the guy with the peanut butter covered wiffle ball inside of him. Love DoorDash. Thank you, DoorDash. I'm full. DoorDash, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to get almost anything delivered. Must be 21 plus to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It says here I have to talk about something I need to get off my chest, and
I guess I can share it here. I eat mayonnaise for fun. It's a hobby of mine, and it's an addiction. It's a daily weight on my life. How much I need whipped egg whites and oil crammed into my veins as soon as I wake up. And a lot of people carry around a lot of different stressors, big and small. Some people are presidents. Some people are soldiers. Some people have to eat mayonnaise, especially with hard-boiled eggs, which is what I eat for lunch. But I guess I should share that in therapy. Because therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And what I do is I just add eggs if I have mayonnaise left over. I just continue to add the eggs. But if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I hope they can help me. My God. I hope they can help me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lastpod. How many platforms do I work on? So many platforms, can you believe it? Google Docs, work on that. Very complicated. Lots of different things going out. Clickety-clack, right? Slack, same things to my employees. All my main doldgers walking around here. And make sure it changes cluck to the word I meant for it to say to everyone. But I try to say not curse words on Slack. What am I supposed to do about it? But Grammarly doesn't fix curse words, does it? Because Grammarly's too good for it. It's too classy. It's Grammarly is an AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with high-quality writing. Because better writing means a stronger impact. The pen is mightier than the sword, except when the sword is in the room. 96% of Grammarly users report that Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing and suggestions based on your audience goals and context. Can you believe it? And data privacy and security are woven into the foundation of Grammarly. It's in its guts. All right, so Grammarly's great. Use it. I use it. I love its gentle harassment of my writing style because it does help me because sometimes my thumbs are faster than my eyeballs. Don't quote me on that. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at Grammarly.com/podcast. That's Grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
I want to just talk about this for 2 seconds because I want to see what comes back, if that's okay. So side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Did I say it correctly?
Well, yeah, you nailed it.
All right. So a trailer hauling Bibles was intentionally set on fire on Easter Sunday.
Nice!
In Tennessee. Yay! Seems like a cool Satanist thing. And that's what they're claiming. The outside this church, it's like a weird church. The pastor, Greg Locke, it's a non-denominational.
Non-denominational.
Which is, non-denominational. It's just evangelical Protestant pastor.
That is like three different denominations.
It's also a non-dommy mommy church. It's a submissive. Yes. Submissive it's very mommy to being church. Whipped and chained. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm the permissive father.
So this guy who claims this was an act of attack against him and his church seems like he's also a suspect as the person who burnt the Bibles.
He absolutely burnt these Bibles. I'm just going to go ahead and just say, this guy doesn't
need... I did a brief look on him, and he's a bad man.
Yeah, Greg Locke does not need us to defend him. He is such a fucking flaming piece of shit.
He was president January 6th.
Yes.
He told his... the people of his church, if they showed up wearing masks during COVID, that he would kick them out of the church.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He held a Harry Potter book burning party at the church. So he's burned books at the church.
Yeah, he knows how to do it. He knows that deal with it.
You know, and so this guy, he's done a lot of weird shit. I haven't had time to really, because this just came to us as like, cool, Bibles burning outside of a church on Easter.
But then it was all done in front of a quote-unquote camera. So he had all of the footage. They watched it all happen. Mm-hmm. And according to Greg Locke, who is, again, an evil person, this is his description of it. He was just like, he said the culprit would be getting in quite a deal of trouble soon. All right? Now, he says right here, he hadn't personally viewed the security footage yet, but he went on to describe it. He's got his hazard light on at 5:58 in the morning. I'm like, wow, here's the most polite crook I've ever met in my whole life. I've never met, polite Satanists. two people laughing in the crowd. Well, some of us are very nice.
Yeah, I feel like I've met a lot of polite Satanists in this community.
And then he unhooks a trailer. He douses it with gasoline, with fuel, and then there were probably like 200 Bibles. I don't know where he got them. Maybe it's from you, you fucking moron.
How do you know how many Bibles are there?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. And also, I went on Reddit to learn more about this guy. Apparently, someone claims that when the Barbie movie came out, he took a baseball bat covered in Bibles and wrapped it in plastic cling film and destroyed a Barbie dream house
on stage.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
actually,
that's awesome.
That's fun as hell.
I'm into that.
Yeah, that's a cool church. Yeah, more Gallagher Christ.
Yeah, more Gallagher-oriented Christ work.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Is he a DoorDash driver?
No. So I just want to know if you have any stories about this preacher. If you're from Mount Joliet, Tennessee, please write in and fucking, I want to learn about this guy.
He seems like a fucking nightmare. What subreddit are you on to? Like weird church guys? Like,
who knows?
Or atheism.
Yeah, of course.
But the thing is, someone pointed out in here, in which I totally agree with, atheists wouldn't burn the Bible.
Right.
No, they don't give a shit. The Bibles are just a book, it's just a bunch of poetry. Why would they care about burning the Bibles? Nobody does this.
No leftist does this.
Yeah, no, they fucking do fun things.
No, they harass us. Don't you understand? Leftists harass other people on the left side of the spectrum.
Yeah,
they don't go to the other side. No, let's kind of cleanse the palate because we're hearing towards the end of the show. We're about to do another. We're going to go through some listener emails just real quick, and then we're going to wrap it out. But to button this, I think it's time for you to give you a third shot at rapping. All right, now this is you. I want to say, like, it could be anything. Let's choose it. Choose a Angie Harmon.
Angie Harmon.
That's the topic. It's Angie Harmon is the topic.
Yeah.
You're going for it. Okay.
You're Mr. Harmon. Someone shot your wife's dog.
Just about Angie Harmon, the woman, the actress.
Law and Order.
Look up her, credits are.
Can I get, can you read
Rizzoli and Isles.
Read me her Wikipedia a little bit. I'm coming to my pet. Coming to my pets. Yeah. Drinking piss. Drink it, lick it.
Agent Cody Banks.
Can't believe. I am a big man, strong and mean. I really like it and I turn others green. Can't you come to the mystery show? I don't know. Don't like my dick, so I slice it up. I cut it with the razor and I cut it up. Up, up.
Oh, he's out of words.
I cut my penis. Yeah, I cut it.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. That really takes us out.
She played Commissioner Barbara Gordon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hold on.
And Batman.
Baywatch Nights. It wasn't mentioned in the song, but I felt her.
Yeah, nor dogs.
You didn't let me finish real quick. Chantilly Lace. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's very nice.
We opened with Chantilly Lace the other day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Holden. Really good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really good and big. And I feel like I'm talking about kind of get juiced. Well, I've been taking juice, but I haven't really been doing the workout stuff. But
yeah,
I still think I'm getting big.
That's what the body changes. Yeah. That's what the body changes.
Oh, yeah. My back is covered in pimples. It's literally so, it oozes. It's like, it's so gross back there.
If you take roids, you gotta work out.
I just don't have the time. I don't have the time. A little bit.
You have to. You really have to take a look at it. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm concerned for your health.
My knees are like shedding too.
Yeah.
It's been rough out there, but thanks to my juice man, Robert Akers. Really appreciate you, dude.
It's all lies. Every single thing he says can be literally discounted.
Your name is Robert Akers. We're not implicating.
And if you want to email him, it's robert.akers@gmail.com.
I honestly email him and see what he does. Oh, there's Robert Akers.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah.
Is that him? That's him.
Yeah. He's the juice man.
Wow. he's looking good. That's what he looks like.
Yeah, he's the juice
man. Of Loyola University.
He used to go by OJ, but he had to change the name.
Yeah. He doesn't look like an OJ.
Yeah. And weirdly enough, before that, he was White Bronco.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, that's a really cool name. Kept having to change it because of issues. Right. Yeah.
Let me read this one little letter. Little listener letters.
All right. It's been nice hanging with you.
Yeah, it really has been.
Yeah. I'm a big fucker.
Hell yeah.
There we go. A decade ago, I worked at a Legion in Canada, specifically for members of the Royal Canadian Air Force. Most of the customers we had who came in were regular pilots who, you know, who had previously been members of some branch of the Canadian Air Force. We most hadn't seen combat. I was a 19-year-old girl surrounded by 50-year-old men. So if someone says I'm full of shit, sure. Anyways, one of the retired guys was a pilot who flew scientists to Antarctica. He said it was his favorite job, and then he loved it because the penguins were so friendly. Since they have no known land predators, the penguins in Antarctica, they run up to the planes, and they run up to people, and they say hello.
I know how fucking penguins work. Jesus Christ.
I just don't know if you do.
Trying to explain using hand signals at me and shit.
I don't think that you do. All right. When I'm told, there's a few other pilots and they were drinking because there's nothing else to do in Antarctica. So he went out and one penguin was following him everywhere. They thought this was hilarious and took the penguin to the plane. And then he followed in after them. Well, they thought they had a penguin. He didn't want to be a flightless bird anymore. So one of the pilots gets the penguin and puts it in a seat and they take off. And they told me at the start he was fine. But as the altitude increased, he started seizing. Probably because he's a flightless bird. He's not meant to be that high. Along with the fact that I believe that where it wasn't pressurized the same. So they started going down to land, but the penguin, it just dies on the plane. Now, the pilot is so scared that he's going to get in shit for just killing a penguin and for flying the plane drunk. So he makes the decision to push the penguin out. Someone will come and find it later. And he pushed it out. And when they returned, they said they were all sad, but they figured, hey, no one will find the penguin. It's out there. It's on the ice. They left not long after, and I didn't think about it ever. So a while later, the pilot goes back, and the scientists are freaking out. Why? Because they found a single penguin that looked like it had just been massacred out in a place where there was no known ground life. This was amazing. And they were wondering why the hell the penguin and how and what brought the penguin out so far. So these scientists were out there researching.
Tolstoy? Is happening right now?
They went out there researching all this stuff. I love this thing.
It is interesting.
Like the fucking penguin getting splattered.
Yeah. It's
my God. Oh, that poor penguin. So what happened?
That's it.
That's the whole thing?
Not punished.
Did they talk to the scientists?
Nope.
Well, I think that we just found out them.
Yep. Yeah, we just, whoever this person is just did this.
No.
I don't even know how you fly a plane drunk. I guess it's
I mean, you got to be good at it. You ever see Flight with Denzel Washington?
No, I remember.
Flew it upside down, bro. Saved everyone's life.
I know, but he was drunk.
All I can think about now, and it's got to be so true, all I can think about now is who working on this plane right now is brutally hungover.
I mean, all the time.
It's always, you know, it's great. It's not frightening at all. Especially with doors just falling off of shit.
Yeah.
Not frightening at all.
They don't get paid enough. They deserve a better wage before we need to fucking put more constrictions on them.
I agree, Eddie. Yeah.
But I feel like they should dress like future people, too.
That is the negotiation.
Space helmets.
Space helmets. Yeah.
If we can dress them like either space people or Oompa Loompas.
And I want a show halfway through the flight.
Yes.
If they
can. Three songs. Nothing crazy.
We'll pay them more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just fucking
just
give
lollipop,
us more.
Lollipop.
Oh, lollipop. Oh. And he does that with his butthole.
Yeah.
And then I would like it. So live every day. Sitting with your best friends for 20 years.
Love that you've had friends for 20 years
that you could share memories, times, love, japes with. You know what I mean? And stuff like everything else. Right?
In college when your girlfriend broke up with you, you showed up and you were crying.
Yeah, dude.
So hard. We all had to hug you and
yeah,
stuff.
Man. Well, now she's fucking died. She died.
No way. Did she?
No, she's alive.
Okay. Oh, I believed it.
No, I think allegedly.
Not my ex.
Yeah, yeah.
But in college.
No, the college.
She's
college.
Alive.
The bad, yeah. Well, they're I won't say her name, but we called her bad her name.
They're all still alive.
Good
I see
for
them
you,
all.
Man.
Yeah. And laugh knowing that you can't catch me, dog.
Okay.
Can we shout out real quick before we go? Joe Flaherty, man. Yeah. One of the funniest dudes in the world passed
Jackass.
Away.
Yeah. One of my favorite scenes of any movie. He's great in Billy Madison.
SCTV.
Joe Flaherty.
Yeah, man. He was the best. Yeah, I loved him so much.
Can't believe we lost him so young.
Mm-hmm. 82.
82. He's out there.
He got
He's those wild eyes, man.
He's so funny.
He's up in heaven making God ask him what he's up to do next. And it's going to be great. So we got a couple of plugs here. Go to patreon.com/podcastonleft to watch us do the show visibly. Then you could go to TikTok at LP on the left. Maybe not for much longer.
Yeah, because they might get rid of TikTok.
Yeah, they're going to buy. I'm hopeful.
Would you keep it going for China? Would we keep it going for China?
I've been asking China to buy us for years, but they won't have us. And I was just like, because that's the thing. I don't want to help China. I want to directly benefit from China.
Do you know that our the relationship with China is getting better because they sent us a couple pandas back?
Oh,
like an envelope?
They sent a couple. They took our pandas away in the middle of the pandemic.
Oh, I remember when they took our pandas.
The pandemic. Yeah, exactly.
And then they took our pandas away, but they sent us two back. And so now we got pandas again. So things are good with China.
Yeah. I'm worried
if we get rid of TikTok, they're going to come for the pandas.
No, they're not. No. We already got the pandas.
I don't know why we're giving the pandas back, by the way.
Honestly, those are our pandas. If we're going to be giving back to China, we might as well just shoot them in the back of the head.
There you go. Right? DoorDash. What do we do? Instacart.
Why
come
are we
on.
Giving them back?
Yeah, no, we're like, keeping nah, these man. We're keeping these
we're
fucking
keeping
panda
these
bears.
Fucking oh, dead or alive. I'm having this panda. I'm either having its guts and its cum voluntarily, or I'm having it by hand.
I'm sick of being bamboozled because they eat bamboo.
All right. I couldn't even. I didn't even.
I have to do this every day.
To have my information. I don't care. Oh, he's sad all the time. I'm glad you know that now.
Yeah, it doesn't help. That doesn't help China. But again, pay us. We will come do podcasting there. We will start a podcasting network for you, China. Just send an email. SideStoriesLPOTL@gmail.com. Are you China? Are you looking to buy a true crime podcast? We're ready to go. And then we have to go to LastPodcastOnTheLeft.com, and we're live. Last Podcast on the Left is going to be live.
Yes. We got some shows coming up. Come see us live.
Because this is the day.
Yeah, we can announce.
Netflix is a joke. Eddie and I are going to be doing Side Stories Live at the Masonic Lodge in Los Angeles on May 9th at 9:30. It is going to be our first time ever doing it. Just you and me up there.
I'm very excited.
I'll be on it too.
It's going to be longer conversations.
Get the cut of whatever that
Jackie.
Payout is.
Yeah. Jackie is booked. Contact in the Desert is also I want to tell you. So, guys, I am...
Before we go on, you can get, if you're on the Patreon, you can get access to tickets early on Wednesday, which is today. And then the actual tickets are on sale on Friday.
Yes. So please come out. Please come see Eddie and I Do Side Stories Live. But this is actually really important, and I do want to ask my audience to support us doing this. So we are going to be doing, for the first time ever, they're allowing a comedy act at Contact in the Desert. So Contact in the Desert.
Tell people what Contact in the Desert is.
It is the number one in the world UFO UAP conference. And Last Podcast on the Left has been booked to do, not on just the, we're doing a live podcast, we're doing a live panel, this thing's going to be ape shit. I mean it, if you like what we talk about with aliens, every single alien celebrity in the world is going to be there. George Norrie, George Knapp,
Thomas Jane,
Dr. Avi Loeb is going to be there. People who have problems with him. Whitley Strieber is apparently not super friendly, but we'll find out. There's Travis Walton. We're going to talk to
Dave
from Fire in the Sky. Dave Foley's going to be there. Richard Dolan, Nick Pope. So what I'd love is for you guys to come show these people what we're all fucking about, because we're going to be doing
respectful.
We're going to be doing a very serious look at UFOs.
Yes,
and I have it. It's in our contract. We're not supposed to ridicule anyone,
even though that's our job.
But we'll find out what that means. But we're going to be talking to vendors. We're going to be out talking to people. So it's like comes to the. It's not only a beautiful resort, but this shit's
Palm Springs, right?
Yeah, this shit's going to be fucking wild. There's late night parties. Apparently, people get fucked up.
Yeah,
at Contact in the Desert, and it's not like it's different than a Comic Con, because it's not Comic Con's just fans of this stuff. These are people that have met aliens, and they are hanging out with you. They're gonna be real weird. Don't ask them necessarily every one of their political thoughts, but you're just gonna wanna stick to the aliens.
This is where talk about aliens.
So yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
And we're doing two shows. Yes.
Yeah, no, I can't wait for that. Also,
Marcus was thrilled to find out.
We're gonna be doing two shows. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Also, good plug. Page 7, Liz, Wizard and the Bruiser.
Thank you.
Yes.
Twitch.tv/HoldenatorsHo.
The first time I did this show, I tried to plug it, and they looked at me weird for doing it.
No. I'm glad you did it.
Page 7, Wizard and the Bruiser. Check us out. Tears of a Clown every other Wednesday.
Yeah.
On LPN TV.
And Brighter Side Live whenever Tears of a Clown isn't on. It's 6:30 every Wednesday.
Hell yeah. Spun is now on there every Wednesday, too. So we're having a lot of fun at Twitch.tv/LPN TV. Go, fuckers. Watch that fucking shit. Fuck you. Yes.
Hail
Satan.
I don't have anyone to hail this
hail
week.
Howard.
Hail that dog who got shot.
Feel bad for Oliver.
Take it
Oliver,
from me,
hail
British
Oliver.
Brian.
Yeah, take it from
hail British Brian.
Next time you gotta go to Oxford.
I want to hear what was more annoying, his British herpy guy or the hip hop? I want to know.
Yeah, side stories, LPOTL at gmail.com.
I look forward to the Instagram comments, you pieces of shit.
Don't read the comments.
Just come in here and have fun and don't listen to these people. They love you no matter what they say.
So they just don't know that they like you.
I don't like the man's voice and he's
They
mean.
Just don't know that you're funny. Yeah. But they sort of understand. We think that you're funny.
Oh, also, I launched my website, editunes.com.
Very nice.
Go check that out.
Yeah.
My shit is in there. It's in that one spot. Well, so now I don't have to plug anything. I just say go to the website.
Yeah, it's great. It's perfect.
That's
perfect.
Real easy. Editunes.com.
Hell yeah.
T-U-N-E-S.
Yeah. I-E also. E-D-D-I-E-T-U-N-E-S.
It's actually kind of more complicated than you wanted it to be. Now.
What are you going to do? All
right, goodbye.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.